in the morning hour she calls me. The radio reminds me of my home far away. Driving down the road, I get a feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Yesterday, country road.
Country Legends 99.1 Newsbreak on Country Legends 99.1 The Bull.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, February 28th. I'm Brent Hallam in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Layoffs are coming to Santa Rosa City Schools employees. It was announced by Superintendent Anna Turnell Monday night in a parent square message. She did not indicate exactly how many employees, which departments, or which schools would be impacted, only that cuts need to be made to cover their budget shortfall. The shortfall numbers translate to about 85 positions, but it's unclear if that many staff members will be let go. The Bodine Company is fighting a proposed record $8.6 million fine levied by the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board for alleged discharges from their MarkWest quarry. The company has invested over $4 million in stormwater capture and treatment systems to mitigate runoff into MarkWest Creek, Porter Creek, and eventually the Russian River. The Water Control Board says their equipment failed and allowed for excessive runoff during storms. A public hearing is scheduled for October 2nd through 4th at the Regional Board's office on Sky Lane Boulevard in Santa Rosa. We told you yesterday of Macy's plans to close an additional 150 stores within the next 3 years. This morning, we know of at least one location on the chopping block, the iconic Macy's on Union Square in San Francisco. The 400,000-square-foot building on Geary Street will be put up for sale, according to Macy's. In sports, the Warriors beat the Washington Wizards 123-112 last night. They'll take on the New York Knicks Thursday at 4:30. And your forecast, sunny and nice with low to mid-60s. Increasing clouds for tonight with a chance of rain by early tomorrow morning, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, rain and wind with highs in the 50s. Rain will continue pretty much through Sunday with 2 to 3 inches falling for most. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Hallam.
Back to the music in 2 minutes or less on Country Legends 99.1 The Bull. You're listening to the only radio station playing 6 decades of country hits. The legends live here on Country Legends 99.1 The Bull.
Well, I lost my heart on the day we met, but I gained a lot that I don't regret. Then I hung around till you said I do. I knew I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, it changed my thinking when you changed your name, and neither one of us will ever be the same. And I swear I'm never gonna be untrue, 'cause I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather in the wind. If I didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane.
that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost, cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I count my blessings every night I pray that the Lord lets me keep you just one more day. And every day he does, cause God knows too that I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather in the wind. If I didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost, cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I've already said it, but I swear it's true. I know I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Country Legends 99.1 The Bull.
Put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette. She broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind until the night. He put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger, and finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. We found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I love her till I die. And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la.
The rumors flew, but nobody knew how much she blamed herself. Tried to hide the whiskey on her breath. She finally drank her pain away a little at a time, but she never could get drunk enough to get him off her mind until the night. She put that bottle to
La 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 la.
Country Legends 99.1 The Bull.
It's time again for The Bull's Mud of the Week, brought to you by the feed store in Sebastopol.
Meet Bronco, an adorable young boy who happens to be deaf. He's incredibly intelligent and an eager learner, always striving to please his humans. Bronco is already mastering basic commands, showing just how smart he is. He's a great playmate with other dogs. Bronco is still a pup, so he's working on learning his manners. But with regular training and a routine, he'll be an awesome buddy. He enjoys going for walks, hikes, and just being with you. All he needs is someone to give him a chance and show that even though he can't hear, he's a wonderful dog. He's friendly with everyone, including kids, making him a perfect fit for just about any loving home. Take a look at Bronco now.
To see the Mud of the Week, learn more about Compassion Without Borders or the feed store in Sebastopol, go to our website, thebull.fm, and click on Mud of the Week.
It's here, our 15% off sale, Saturday, March 2nd and Sunday, March 3rd. Hi, it's Barry Friedman from Friedman's Home Improvement. You'll save 15% off everything in stock in the store and in the yard. Lumber and building materials, tools, garden and nursery, including clearance. Friedman's 15% off sale, Saturday, March 2nd and Sunday, March 3rd. There's no better time than right now to find what you need and more at Friedman's Home Improvement.
From the Country Legends, 99.1 The Bull Traffic Center. Country Legends, 99.1 Bullseye Traffic.
This report is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. There is stop-and-go traffic on southbound 101 from Petaluma Boulevard south to Olympali State Park. That tightens up again in Novato from Roland Boulevard to Lucas Valley. No delays northbound. We're seeing a touch of slow-and-go traffic on westbound 12 from Old Sonoma out to Napa Road. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org. I'm John Morales, Country Legends, 99.1 The Bull.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best there's ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show." And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. When the devil finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny says your dog bite, no child, no." devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. Because I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best there's ever been. He played, found a mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread, fella picking out dough. Granny, where you don't find no child, no.
Country Legends 99.1 The Bull.
Well, I walked in, the band just started. The singer couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. Was on a mission to drown her memory, but I thought no way with all this ruckus. But after one round with Jose Cuervo, I caught my boots tapping along with the feet. And after two rounds with Jose Cuervo, that band was sounding pretty darn good to me. And some stranger asked me to dance, and I revealed to her my two left feet. Said, don't get me wrong, I'm glad you asked, but tonight's about me and an old memory. Then after three rounds with Jose Cuervo, I let her lead me out on the floor. And after four rounds with Jose Cuervo, I was showing off moves never seen before. And started counting again. One round with Jose Cuervo. I went two rounds with Jose Cuervo. Three rounds with Jose Cuervo.
Country Legends 99.1.
We can call Mrs. Johnson to keep the kids a day or two. Take the early flight to Florida, just the way we used to do. Have room service, bring us breakfast, make love all through the day. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can go our separate way. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can't say we didn't try. But before we bury our love, let's make sure we've let it die. Sleep a few more nights together. Say the things we used to say. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can go our separate way. could find that little cafe with a funny sounding name. Get the table by the window, I'll say I love you once again. If the violin player's still there, we'll dance until the break of day. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can go our separate way. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can't say we didn't try. But before we bury our love, let's make sure we've let it die. Sleep a few more nights together, say the things we used to say. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can go our separate way.
Discover the station with the greatest country artists of all time.
Hey, y'all, this is Garth Brooks.
Hi, I'm Clint Black.
Hi, we're Alabama.
Country Legends, 99.1 The Bull.
And Texas is a place I'd dearly love to be. But all my exes live in Texas, and that's why I hang my hat in Tennessee. Rosanna's down in Texarkana, wanted me to push her broom. Sweet Eileen's in Abilene, she forgot I hung the moon. And Allison's in Galveston, somehow lost her sanity. And Dimples, who now lives in Temple's, got the law looking for me. All my exes live in Texas, and Texas is a place I'd dearly love to be. But all my exes live in Texas, and that's why I hang my hat in Tennessee. I wore my welcome thin. By transcendental meditation, I go there each night. But I always come back to myself long before daylight. All my exes live in Texas, and Texas is a place I'd dearly love to be. But all my exes live in Texas, and therefore I reside in Tennessee. Some folks think I'm hiding, it's been rumored that I died, but I'm alive and well in Tennessee.
Country Legends 99.1 The Bull.
wouldn't mind knowing just how long gone are you gonna be?
Legends 99.1 The Bull.
KJZY HD2 Sebastopol Santa Rosa.
Country Legends 99.1. Stream us live or get the app at thebull.fm.
This is a Country Legends 99.1 news break on Country Legends 99.1 The Bull.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, February 28th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Authorities have identified the woman who died Friday in a single vehicle accident just outside of Sonoma as 78-year-old Janet Nicholas, a Sonoma resident and former Sonoma County Supervisor. She served 7 years on the Board of Supervisors, along with being appointed to the State Board of Prison Terms and the State Board of Education. She was driving on Norbaum Road around 10:30 in the morning when her vehicle flipped down an embankment while making a turn.